This is Danielle Jaworowiecka with the BBC News. Hello. The UN Special Envoy to Sudan, Volker Perthes, has said a 72-hour ceasefire between the Sudanese army and a rival paramilitary group appears to be holding in some parts of the country. Mr. Perthes told the UN Security Council there was no indication that the warring parties are ready to seriously negotiate a long-lasting peace. Jens Lerke from the United Nations appealed for a permanent end to the fighting.
The humanitarian needs in Sudan were already at record levels before this recent eruption of fighting. This coming on top of it is, I would say, more than just a slap in the face. It's more than a fist in the face of those people who were already in need. So we are, of course, echoing the calls for the fighting to stop.
Officials in the United States say the Afghan Taliban have killed an Islamic State militant behind a suicide attack at Kabul's international airport in August 2021. 170 Afghans were killed, along with 13 US troops. Our US correspondent David Willis reports.
The bomb exploded as Kabul airport was packed with people desperately attempting to flee the country following the withdrawal of US forces after nearly 20 years of war. White House officials described the man killed by the Taliban as the mastermind of that attack, but have declined to give his name or say how they were able to ascertain his identity. The US withdrawal from Afghanistan saw Taliban fighters overwhelm their Western-trained Afghan counterparts and led to the Taliban's swift return to power nearly two decades after its first government was toppled.
A civil trial has begun in New York in which the former President Donald Trump is being sued for damages for alleged rape and defamation. A former magazine columnist, E. Jean Carroll, says Mr. Trump assaulted her in a department store changing room in the mid-90s. Mr. Trump's lawyers deny the charges. In his first speech since announcing he's running for re-election, Joe Biden has said he aims to finish the work he started. Addressing trade unionists, he highlighted his record in job creation, better, he said, than that of any of his predecessors, and his work to rebuild American industry and infrastructure. These voters in Los Angeles had mixed views on whether Mr. Biden, who's 80, is too old to stand for re-election.
I'm 19 and he's, what, 80? So there's a big difference between, like, probably what I've grown up around and, like, my beliefs and his. He's probably a little antiquated. Maybe we should have some, like, younger blood running.
If you still look at him up there, dude, he's in his prime. You know, I mean, he's old, but has a lot of experience.
I don't want to discriminate against older people, but I think when you do reach a certain age, then it's, why are you still up there? Go enjoy your life.
World News from the BBC. The Singapore Prison Service says a 46-year-old convicted drugs trafficker has been executed. Campaigners opposed to the death penalty had been hoping that Tangaraju Supia would be given a last-minute reprieve. He was sentenced to be hanged 5 years ago after being found guilty of trafficking a single kilogram of cannabis. Under Singapore's strict laws, trafficking even half a kilo of illicit drugs is a capital offence. New research shows that concussions can have long-lasting and more serious consequences than previously assumed. Almost half of those who suffer one still have symptoms months later. Risto Pirkka reports.
Concussions are normally seen as mild injuries, but a Europe-wide study has found that a knock on the head can have long-lasting effects. In 45% of victims, there are changes in the ways different parts of the brain communicate with each other. This can cause symptoms such as fatigue and cognitive impairment that last up to 6 months. The researchers hope further work will lead to ways of predicting how well patients will heal, but the findings also indicate that many of those who suffer a concussion need more and more adequate care.
The European Union says 19 online platforms will be subject to stricter rules for content from August under regulations collectively known as the Blocked Digital Services Act. The services, which include TikTok, Instagram and Twitter, will have to crack down on illegal and harmful content and ensure stricter protection for children or risk fines of as much as 6% of their global revenue. Scientists in the UK say quasars, the brightest and most powerful objects in the universe, may be the result of galaxies merging. Researchers at the universities of Sheffield and Hertfordshire compared observations of nearly 50 quasars and their host galaxies with images of more than 100 non-quasar galaxies. They concluded galaxies hosting quasars are three times as likely to be interacting with other galaxies. BBC News.